6D. Listening skills. Exercises 1B and 2. Page 92.
On this morning's show, we have Abby Yates, who's written a book on social phobia called No Fear. Abby, can you tell us a little about what social phobia is?
Well, the majority of us get a little anxious when we meet new people or go for job interviews. But those who suffer from social phobia get so anxious that it sometimes leads to panic attacks. Their hearts beat faster, they start to tremble, and in extreme cases, they might feel dizzy or faint. In the past, those with social phobia were called painfully shy and weren't taken very seriously. I know because I suffered from social phobia when I was younger. Nowadays, though, the problem is more accepted.
But what are people with social phobia really afraid of? I mean, I have a fear of flying, but that's because I'm terrified of crashing. What's so scary about social situations?
People who suffer from social phobia believe that other people will be watching them and making judgments about them, even making fun of them. Sufferers often have low self-esteem, and so they think that other people are better than them. Those with social phobia always avoid being the centre of attention.
How did it affect you?
I spent most of my teenage years hiding in my bedroom. I didn't go out with friends. I'd stay at home when we had to do something in front of the class and forget about meeting new people. There was no way I could ever do that.
So how did you get better?
Well, when I went to university, I had to face my fear. I lived in halls of residence with other people and I had to speak in seminars. It wasn't easy at all, and in the end I decided to see a student counsellor. She helped me a lot. One of the most helpful tips she gave me was to imagine myself at a social event, feeling happy and relaxed. By the time you get to the event, you're expecting to feel happy and you forget your anxiety. She also told me to try focusing on other people at the event, thinking about things like what they're wearing, instead of concentrating on my feelings. The most important advice she gave me, though, was to stop avoiding social situations, because they could just make the fear worse. After that, little by little, I got used to being with a few people, then more people, and eventually I was even able to give a speech in public. That's when I knew I'd beaten my phobia.
That's great, Abby. So what other help is there for people who suffer from social phobia?
Well, hypnotherapy can be useful. That works very well for some people. There's a lot more about that in my book.
Thanks, Abby. And just one more reminder for our listeners. Abby's book, No Fear, is out now at all good bookshops. I'll be back after the break with our regular look at all things high tech.